From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. 10 American Baptists are in police custody in Haiti. They were stopped while trying to leave the country with 33 children they say had been orphaned by the earthquake. Sean Langford of Meridian, Idaho, says his wife and 18-year-old daughter were among those detained. He said it appears the group didn't have the papers needed to take the children.
When they got to the border, they were told, hey, you don't have this right documentation. A colonel there at the border said, no big deal. We'll go with one of the group back to Port-au-Prince in the morning, and we'll gain that documentation, help you gain the right documentation, and you guys can be on your way. But obviously that's not what happened.
Haiti toughened its regulations on adoption since the earthquake to guard against child trafficking. The prime minister must now personally authorize each child departure. Humanitarian aid organizations are working across the state of Oklahoma, where more than 100,000 homes and businesses lost power because of an ice storm. From member station KOSU, Michael Cross reports.
Emergency management officials say 42 shelters are taking care of people hardest hit by the winter storm. Sam Porter with Southern Baptist Disaster Relief says he's calling on all 4,500 of the state's volunteers to help.
Some of my state counterparts in other states are willing to come, especially from Texas and New Mexico.
Porter says he already has 16 trailers with 2,000 chainsaw volunteers to clear down trees. The state is reporting one fatality on Friday when a 70-year-old woman died after a propane tank exploded in her home. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
The White House sends its proposed budget for the next fiscal year to Capitol Hill tomorrow. Officials say there will be cuts in some federal programs. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The president releases his 2011 budget on Monday, and the White House says it will include about $20 billion in savings. In a blog called Tough Choices, Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer says the administration will recommend more than 120 terminations, reductions, and savings. Targeted programs include the Brownfields Economic Development Initiative, the Advanced Earned Income Tax Credit, and grant programs at the National Park Service. The budget would consolidate 38 education programs into 11. Pfeiffer says the current structure at the Department of Education is fragmented and ineffective. There are also reports the president's budget will include a $200 million fund to pay security costs for the trials of accused terrorists. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
A government watchdog group issued its quarterly report today on the Troubled Asset Relief Program, the government's response to the financial meltdown. It said the problems that led to the last crisis have not yet been addressed and in some cases have grown worse. This is NPR News from Washington. The government of Yemen said today it's rejected a ceasefire offer from the country's northern rebels. The rebel leader said yesterday he's ready to accept government conditions for a truce to end the nearly five-year war. The Supreme Defense Council said the rebels must comply with the government's original offer, that the rebels disarm, withdraw from strategic positions, and release soldiers they've captured. Yemen has been fighting the rebels off and on since 2004. Canada has formally notified the United Nations that it has embraced the Copenhagen Accord and will cut its carbon emissions. The announcement follows international criticism of Canada for not setting its targets earlier. Dan Karpinchuk has more.
Federal Environment Minister Jim Prentice said by 2020, Canada would reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 17% from 2005 levels. The move aligns Ottawa with Washington's policy for cutting emissions. It was the same target the White House announced a few days ago. Prentice said Canada now wants to work toward achieving a comprehensive international treaty that would build on the framework reached in Copenhagen, but warned there was much work ahead to get all the major emitters to agree to reductions. He said Canada would work with the U.S. on areas such as harmonization of air transport emissions, marine emissions, as well as those from heavy vehicles. European Union countries have pledged to cut emissions by 20% from 1990 levels by 2020 and said they would go even further if large emitters made similar commitments. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
In men's tennis, Roger Federer won the Australian Open today. He beat Andy Murray 6-3, 6-4, 7-6. This is Federer's 16th Grand Slam title. Murray was trying to be the first British man to win a Grand Slam title since 1936. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News.